Original Dixieland One Step, the Louisiana Repertory Jazz Ensemble, from their Hot and Sweet Sounds of Lost New Orleans. Dave Redlar with you for Jazz Rhythm, second part of an assessment of the impact of the first jazz band heard on record, the Original Dixieland Jazz Band. There was a trombonist who joined ODJB for the trip to London, Emil Christian. Christian briefly replaced Eddie Edwards, who was in the Army at the time. Like other Original Dixieland personnel, he was from a musical family of note in New Orleans. Brother Charles Christian was a trombonist in numerous groups. Brother Frank played most of the brass instruments, was best known as a cornet-playing band leader in his own early ragtime band in New Orleans, and in Jimmy Durante's original New Orleans jazz band. And, of course, Brother Buddy Christian gained notoriety playing banjo on many of Clarence Williams' Blue Five records. Well, the Christian in question, Emil, who was known in his youth as Boot Mouth, he also played soprano trombone, known as a slide cornet, double bass, and clarinet. He was an early New Orleans migrant to the Chicago jazz scene. After his stint with the ODJB, played with Phil Napoleon. He was in Switzerland with Benny Payton. He was with the band of Leon Abbey in Bombay, India, and France and Denmark. Returned to New Orleans in 1939 and worked there really pretty much the rest of his life with guys like trumpeter Sharky Bonanno, Louis Prima, Armand Hug, and continued active right up to his death in 1973 in New Orleans. So ODJB carried grand New Orleans traditions with them. We turn next to I Lost My Heart in Dixieland. This was an original of the ODJB. First, we'll hear John Gill's Sunset Serenaders with the same instrumentation as ODJB, trumpet, trombone, clarinet, piano, drums. No bass, no banjo or guitar. Then we'll hear a similar comparison with John Gill's original Sunset Five on a tune composed by the band's clarinetist Larry Shields and trombonist Emil Christian, the Satanic Blues. This is a tune they recorded when they were in London, following that with the 1919 recording of Satanic Blues, and a good proof that ODJB could swing. The music of Original Dixieland Jazz Band, as it was first recorded in 1919 and 1920 in London, and is played by John Gill. Dave Redlar with you on Jazz Rhythm. Hope you're enjoying this dig into the archaeological jazz past. Lost My Heart in Dixieland. We'll hear the ODJB version in just a minute. That was John Gill's Sunset 5. And the Satanic Blues, we're going to do the same kind of comparison. Now, again, these are both, I think, really positive proof that ODJB could swing, that they had a more relaxed tempo during their London sessions, which was due in part to the fact that they were allowed to stretch out to nearly 4 minutes on a 12-inch disc and kind of mellow down to a medium tempo. They had very good ensemble dynamics on these discs, and I think a much better pickup of Larry Shield's clarinet tone. It comes across more cleanly and broadly than in the previous sessions. It's got more of that low, woody soulfulness typical of the best New Orleans clarinetists. Thank you.
Well, again, demonstrating that both the performances and the music of ODJB could swing, I Lost My Heart in Dixieland and Satanic Blues, as recorded in London before 1920 by ODJB, and in the 80s by a West Coast pickup band headed by John Gill that was recorded on Stomp Off Records. Brought to you on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New, I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me for a fresh listen to the music of and appreciation for the world's first jazz recording group, original Dixieland Jazz Band. Now, some say there might have been a couple of other groups that were heard on disc before ODJB, like the Jim Europe Band and some of the novelty saxophone groups, but they weren't playing the kind of real New Orleans ensemble jazz that's heard on these ODJB records.